Each time you have a problem, it's time to change your thinking about yourself. This is Al Healing Words in Campo, California, from the Worldwide Healing Ministry. Each time you have a problem, it's time to change your thinking about it, about the problem, and about yourself, and about the world. What would happen if you disappeared tomorrow? You took off on a trip to the moon. Maybe you went off to Mars. My goodness, they say light years away back and forth. And what would happen to all of your activities here? What happened to your children? What happened to all your money? All your activities that are going on that need your attention? Well, some bank would take over, or some relative would take over, or somebody would keep it going. And when you come back, you would probably be worth, probably be the most wealthy being on the face of the earth, even with you starting it little, you know, because the number of light years that it would take for you to get back here, your money would have grown exponentially and quite beautifully. Now, you see, if you left, it wouldn't make any difference. So, whenever you have a problem, look at the problem and say, now what if I didn't pay attention to it and I just went off to the movies or went off to the park, or what if I just took a swim in the ocean, or what if I just went to Mars? What would happen to that problem? And you'd say, well, that problem would either solve itself or somebody would solve it. We have to stop thinking that we are so important. We have the idea that we are so important, that we are so necessary, that the world cannot exist without us, and certainly our world cannot exist without us. Well, we sure can wake up to a rude surprise if we want to. Well, let's not worry about that aspect. Let's look at the idea that I am going to live right now and live so fully and so completely and so wonderfully that everything is just fantastic. Well, can you imagine what would happen if Warren Buffett were to take all of his money and say to his wife, sweetheart, let's blow it. Let's spend it. Let's figure out ways to spend it, spend it, spend it, on foolish things. Like the last holiday, you know. She went to the bank, and the banker says, and I think you're a woman who knows how to properly spend the money. Oh, yes, I do. I'm going to blow it. And what did she do? She went out and she went to this place in Czechoslovakia, and it was a beautiful hotel, and she was treated royally like a princess, and she spent almost every cent she had, and every time she turned around, she kept earning more money. She'd go to the gambling table, and she'd be the winner of the night, and everybody would follow her suit, and they'd win too, and she'd win by doing the things you're not supposed to win by doing, you know, by doing just the very, winning on the same number all the time. And once she'd say, well, it's my mother's birthday. Another time she'd say, it's my favorite number. And it's always the same number. But you see, when you are not worried about yourself, when you're not worried about life, when you can let go and let the divine in you have its way, then everything works out in a wonderful, beautiful pattern. Are you ready to have all that life has to offer? Or are you going to be like Warren Buffett and hold on to your money and die and leave it to somebody else to spend? Or, you see, Warren's facility was in making money, not in spending it. And so he made lots of money. Now, at this point in his life, he's just in his 70s, now at this point in his life, maybe he should go and spend it. Now, not lavishly on wine, women, and song, you know, but on travel, perhaps, or on creating something beautiful. Hey, just imagine if Warren Buffett, with his money, would say, I am going to create the perfect town. And I'm going to buy these thousands of acres of land here, and I'm going to create a farm and a town, and everything's going to be just beautiful, and we're going to build the perfect town. The town in which everybody comes and everybody says positive things all the time. Everybody says hello to their neighbor, and I like you. Everybody spends time looking for good in each other. Everyone spends, what would happen to that town? It would be the most wonderful town in the world, but everybody wouldn't want to go there, because a lot of people like to be negative. And if they want to be negative, you let them alone. Do you want to be negative, or do you want to be positive? Then associate with positive people. Build a town around yourself of positive people. See everyone in your town positive. This is what we do here at the Absolute Monastery. We build a town here of absolute people, filled with beautiful people speaking always positive words and doing always loving things. And every day we wake up and we say, wow, what a wonderful day. Every day we are happy with our pets and happy with ourselves and happy with our bodies and happy with our life. Everything is beautiful because we put the cause in motion. We took charge of our thought. Are you ready to take charge of your thought? I think you can. I know I can. And I know I do. So take charge of your thought today and live a healthy, fantastic body, mind, and spirit. This is a worldwide healing ministry. If you would like to talk to a practitioner, call 1-866-922-5111. Call 1-866-922-5111. That is our prepaid number here at the University of Healing, and you'll reach a practitioner who is our corporate staff member, and they will say to you, what may I do to make your life more beautiful, just like mine? And you'll say, oh, come on now. And they'll say, well, if you don't want to have a beautiful life, don't bother calling 1-866-922-5111. Because that's where you'll find heaven on earth. That's where you'll find paradise. That's where you'll find me. Have a wonderful day and know that I love you. I love you. I love you.